It's the weekend, people. Time for a cocktail with Tammy Coxon from Tammy's Tastings.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What's our drink this weekend?
Well, I've been listening to all these reports from Tracy Samilton from Cuba, and that got me thinking about Cuba's contribution to cocktail culture.
And what would that be?
Well, a lot of our favorite cocktails come from there, but the mojito is probably the best known, and that's what we're going to make. It's one of our favorites.
It's a big summertime drink. So how do you make it?
Well, I took some mint from my front yard, just about one sprig, and I stripped off the leaves and put them into the bottom of my cocktail shaker.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of mint fields in mid-Michigan.
Well, I have a mint field in my front yard, so this is how I weed the mint in my front yard, is I pull out whole plants and make mojitos with them. So we're going to take the mint, and then this is where my mojito is a little different than some other people's, that I cut up a lime into wedges, half of a lime, so four wedges, and I put that into the shaker on top of the mint, and then I muddle that. If you muddle the mint too much, it gets bitter in a mojito. So by muddling it with the lime juice, I'm going to prevent that bitterness from coming out.
Okay, what are the liquids that go into this?
So I'm going to put in 1 ounce of simple syrup and then 2 ounces of white rum. Today we use the Water Hill rum, which is from Ann Arbor's own distilling company, A2 Distilling. That goes in there with some ice, and I give that a good shake. And then I'm going to strain it off into an ice-filled highball glass and add just enough club soda to fill it up to the top.
And you add a little mint sprig just to make it look nice, or is that for a little scent too?
Both things. When you garnish a cocktail with something like mint, it appeals to both your eyes and your nose. You're going to get that strong mint aroma as soon as you take a sip.
Now, I've had really sweet mojitos, and I've had really nice mojitos, which to me are less sweet. What does yours taste like?
It's light, it's not too sweet, and it's really refreshing. Because we muddle the limes, you get a little bit of that oil from the lime peel, and that adds a lot of complexity and really unique flavor to the drink.
Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Cheers.